Abdurrahman, you did the right thing. You made the right move. You made the right choice. يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ بِالْأَمْوَالِ. Oh Abdurrahman, your wife will come with wealth. Your wife will bring you money. Nowadays we have gradings as to the 10 richest people in the world and the 100 richest people in the world. In those days they didn't have those gradings. But the economic muscle that Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala had and that he possessed in the latter part of his life, I'm just running you the story very quickly. It is mentioned at one stage there were 700 camels that came in Madinatul Munawwara, a sight that left the community and the people mesmerized, a sight that left the people riveted, a sight that left the people dumbfounded when they looked at this entire stock coming into Madinatul Munawwara. What type of stock? He had the monopoly of that time. He was dealing in your household crockery, he was dealing in oil, he was dealing in food, he was dealing in thieb, fragrance. He had his hand in everything. He had his hand in everything. He had the monopoly at that time. It is mentioned when this came into Madinatul Munawwara, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she perceived a shuffle. And when she had seen the shuffle, she had asked, Ma hadhihi dajja? What is this shuffle? You know, it was the headlines of that time. It came onto the front page. It was on the news. It was splashed across town. So she came and she's asking, Ma hadhihi dajja? What is this shuffle? What is this news all about? So they say, didn't you hear? Abdul Rahman's entire parcel is here. His container has come. His awesome trailer is here. Didn't you hear about this news? So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that say to Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we supplicate and we enjoy. We also a part of his enjoyment of today. Today something has come for him in Madinatul Munawwara. And this is the dua you need. This is the dua you need from the community. When they see you prospering, making dua of good for you. Not making a dua that fellow is owing me money. What you are talking about is business. He's owing me money. This is the dua that the community is making. That Allah give you barakat and Allah give you more. Allah give you tenfold more. This is the dua that came out from the lips of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at that time of the Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at his thinking. Look at where it went. When he had sold one of his orchards for 40,000 dinars, a prime land at that time, what did he do with that wealth? He spent half of it on who? On the clan of the mother of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I need not explain what he would do for his own mother. Look at where his vision was. Look at where his future was. Look at where his thinking was. On the clan of the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the rest of that wealth, he had took it and he had spent it on Azwaj-e Mutahharat, on the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At one instance, he had called for the names of the people of Badr. For those people who participated in Badr. And just as a gesture, a kind gesture, he had taken out for each and every person 300 dinars and he had given it to them. For what? Today we have policemen in the police force. We acknowledge them, we grant them a token. Here he is calling all the participants of Badr, all those people who made it possible for Islam to be alive today. And he had acknowledged them. This was Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was the future. This was the vision he had. He was that type of a person who became one of the wealthiest men of Madinatul Munawwara. When he had passed away, he had left so much of wealth. It is mentioned there were actually chunks of gold. There were chunks of gold that was left. You know, when we think of Sahaba, we think they were poor. They had these mud houses. They had nothing to eat. This was prevalent in the times of Sahaba, but when they had upheld deen, when they had taken deen firmly, he had died at the age of 72. And when he accepted Islam, he accepted Islam as a teenager. So when Sahaba had upheld Islam and had taken the name of deen and held it with honor and respect, Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala opened the doors of wealth to the Muslims. Allah had granted victory to the Muslims when the wealth was pouring into Madinatul Munawwara and coming upon camels and camels into Madinatul Munawwara. That was when was once upon a time when the masjids were full at the time of Fajr Salah. When the masjids were flourishing daily, 24 hours if people came from out of town, the masjid was abad, people were in the masjid, there was zikr taking place, there was salah taking place, there was everything else taking place. We also as youngsters, Even old people also, we have visions, we have futures, we have things ahead of us, we have goals in front of us. We are here today, we are already planning for tomorrow, maybe planning for the next year and 2 years time and 5 years time. And when my young son comes into the business, how my business must flourish so he can get so much of percentage. There's no problem with that in Islam. But everything we do, wasna'i al-fulk. When Allah told Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, make an ark, Allah didn't say just waj'al al-fulk, just make an ark, just make a boat and let it go. Allah said wasna'i al-fulk, make an ark, but make a good ark. Do something, do it with precision. Do it properly. If you're doing something, do it properly. But understand also together with that, وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. Fix your hours. Certain portion of my day will be towards acquiring my wealth, will be towards my vision, will be towards my future. A certain portion of my time will be towards my family. And a certain portion of my time solely devoted to the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the advice that given to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we will regard this time and value this time and understand this time which is gradually moving away from us. The month of Ramadan also has left us. So quickly it has went. It is already finished. But with the lessons that will go with us after the month of Ramadan, is that what will count? The lesson of coming towards the masjid. In this month, Allah had granted us the ability to come to the masjid 5 times a day. In this month, Allah had granted us the ability to recite the Quran. We had made one khatam. We had completed the muflihun. Let us carry on from there after the month of Ramadan. The zikr that we made, the dua that we made, whatever we have done in the month of Ramadan. We are not saying that dedicate that time that you dedicated in the month of Ramadan outside of Ramadan, but rather dedicate a little portion of your time, even it be an hour, 2 hours, but then wait and look for the assistance of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Wait for the help of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And wallah, you will see the help. You will see the victory of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala coming to you when you will spread out your time evenly for the sake of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on whatever has been said. May Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala make it such that Allah grant us long lives. Allah grant us lives full of barakat. Allah grant our children long lives. Allah grant our progeny the ability to uphold Islam in these trying times. And may Allah take us from this world with iman, which is the ultimate success. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.